This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas, filling in for Antonia Gonzalez. Native students from colleges and universities from across the country are learning valuable leadership skills this week in Las Vegas. More than 250 students are gathered for the American Indigenous Business Leadership Conference. It's being held in collaboration with the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development's Reservation Economic Summit, where more than 4,500 business leaders are gathered. The ABLE Conference offers a variety of activities geared specifically to enhance educational experiences beyond what is taught through traditional academic methods. Prairie Blunt is the executive director for ABLE. She says with the program, they're helping future business leaders in three different ways.
We focus on training tomorrow's business leaders, and we do that in three specific ways. We provide scholarships, we provide paid internships and mentoring opportunities.
Blunt says with scholarships and financial help, Native students, particularly in the business fields, can get their education and return back to their reservations and communities to build up the economy. Christian Rangel has been part of ABLE for 4 years and joined his junior year of college at the Northwest University of Oklahoma with a bachelor's in business management. He's now working to get his business major and says because of ABLE, he'll be able to help his community.
Whenever I graduate, I want to open a business and go back to my reservation in Pinon. In Pinon, there's not much water. There's not the best housing out there, so I want to create some type of housing.
Blunt says with the 30th anniversary coming up for the organization, they have a lot of plans in store, especially for the younger leaders still in school.
We're blowing up our programming to include high school track, a tribal college and university, and then a young professionals track. So those students that have come through our program but are just entering their jobs, they still need support as well. And so we're including them in our new programming going forward so that we can really create a more holistic experience for our up-and-coming business leaders.
The ABLE Conference wraps up Tuesday with representatives from over 17 different states and over 35 different tribal colleges and universities. Sunday's 2024 Academy Awards was filled with many memorable moments. The movie Oppenheimer won a majority of the awards as predicted, but one thing Indian Country was rooting for didn't happen for Best Actress in a Leading Role. Native people across the country were holding high hopes that actress Lily Gladstone would take home an Oscar for her role as Molly Burkhart in Killers of the Flower Moon. Gladstone has been the top contender this award season, winning Best Actress at the Golden Globes and Screen Actors Guild Awards. So when Emma Stone's name was called, it appeared Stone herself was just as shocked. When going up to accept her award, Stone acknowledged Gladstone in her speech.
Lily, I share this with you. I am in awe of you. And it has been such an honor to do all of this together. I hope we get to keep doing more together.
Gladstone is Blackfeet and Nez Perce. Her portrayal of Molly Burkhart in the film Killers of the Flower Moon has been widely recognized by critics and viewers alike. During the introduction of the Oscars Award for Best Actress, actress Jennifer Lawrence highlighted Gladstone's portrayal in Killers of the Flower Moon. People across Indian Country expressed their displeasure on social media, but many say Lily is still a winner and an inspiration. I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.